Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Right now, we are connecting with the doctor on the line. He is talking about the importance of understanding asthma. And yeah, let's welcome him. Doctor, welcome to Spectrum on Radio Pulpit. And how are you this afternoon?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
We are privileged to have you this afternoon, Dr. McKay. So, Doc, let's get into it. So, apparently, South Africa is the fifth highest ranked country in the world, measured by the number of asthma-related deaths. Can you die from asthma? I'm sorry to put it like that.
No, absolutely. That's a very good question, because a lot of people just think, it's just a matter of getting an asthma attack and taking a few pumps and you can get better.
Mm.
But asthma is potentially a fatal illness, and many people die. And unfortunately, as you mentioned, the stats show that we are probably now number four in the world, that's globally, for asthma mortality. So the amount of people that die per year from asthma or severe asthma attack is, we are the fifth highest, so we are doing something wrong. And one of the things is this misunderstanding that asthma, that one cannot die from asthma. So yes, the short answer, yes, asthma is potentially a fatal illness.
Hmm. And
it doesn't have to be.
Yeah. Do you think it's also because people are over-reliant on the asthma pump? You know, we when I get an attack, I quickly take out my pump from the bag, and we're really dependent on the pump.
Yeah, so absolutely, and this is where this whole misconception comes in.
Mm.
On the one hand, your parents say, no, please don't prescribe the pumps for my child because I don't want him to become addicted to it or dependent on it.
Okay.
And then on the other hand, you have patients who have become over-reliant on a particular pump. Now, remember with asthma, there are two pumps, one for control and one for quick relief when you have an attack.
Okay.
Now, the when you are feeling tight and you use the pump, the blue pump for the quick relief, it makes you feel better.
Okay.
So patients tend to like that one because it works quick.
Hmm.
They can feel a sensation that my chest is opening up.
Mm.
The problem with that, it then tends to lead to an over-reliance. So you keep it with you. You use it all the time. And what the data is showing now, that once you become over-reliant on that blue pump, it can actually lead to more severe asthma attacks, which in turn can lead to death.
Sure. And
it
now
can mask the symptoms of asthma. So one has to be very, very careful of not being over-reliant on that pump.
Mm. So now with the current COVID-19 pandemic, do you think COVID-19 increases chances of one getting an asthma attack? How does COVID-19 and asthma, if I'm asthmatic and I test positive, what are the challenges?
Yeah. So a couple of issues. One is that, asthma is a respiratory illness.
Okay.
Caused by mostly by allergies.
Mm-hmm.
And COVID-19 is a respiratory illness caused by a virus.
Mm-hmm.
So here you have two different illnesses that target the same part of your body, the lungs.
Sure.
And the respiratory tissue.
Hmm.
So that already you can see that there's a chance of complications.
Hmm.
However, the good news is that if someone has asthma and their asthma is well controlled,
mm-hmm.
in other words, they are using their preventer pumps regularly, they are not over-reliant on their blue pumps or reliever pumps,
mm-hmm.
they have not had a recent asthma attack, taking their medication nicely, then the chances of them not having many complications or severe disease from COVID is much lower compared to an asthmatic who is using his blue pump too often.
Mm.
Lots of coughing, lots of tightness. Patients like that can get into big trouble with asthma and having COVID at the same time. So the advice is, if you are asthmatic, make sure that it is under control in the event that you may get COVID-19.
Then do you think asthma medications can be dangerous? Once you're always on pills and pumps, can it get dangerous at some point?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Again, there's a fallacy or misconception that, my child is going to become dependent on it, I'll be hooked on it, or it's dangerous, because it contains steroids.
Mm.
The mainstay of asthma treatment is pumps. So here you are inhaling the medication, which only goes into your lungs.
Mm.
It does not pass into your bloodstream, so there's no what we call systemic absorption, and therefore there are no side effects from long-term use of it.
Mm.
It goes purely to the area where your body needs it to work, which is your lungs and the airways, and it does its job there. So you can never become dependent on it. You need to use it every day. It is not habit forming, and they are by no means safe. It is more dangerous not to use your pump than to think it's dangerous and leave the pump.
Okay. Now, doctor, can asthma be cured? Can eventually someone be cured from asthma?
So asthma is known as a chronic illness.
Okay.
It's a chronic condition.
All right.
Therefore, once the condition is chronic, like hypertension or type 2 diabetes or HIV, it is then regarded as incurable. There is no cure.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, there's a lot of, again, misconception. Parents tend to think, oh, my kid will outgrow the asthma, you know. Now, you can outgrow the asthma purely in a sense that around about puberty, they no longer have asthma symptoms. But the asthma as a disease, as a condition, will never go away. And it may very well come back to haunt a patient later on in their lives, you know. So, therefore, we always teach, while you may not need your pumps every single day, asthma is not curable. It's not going to go away. So always be wary that it is a lifetime diagnosis.
Do you recommend that people who are asthmatic should avoid exercises? I don't know. Can they gym, exercise, run, get into at school? Can they get into gymnastics activities? What's your take on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So again, the misconception is that, you know, I'm fine, and the moment I run, my chest pulls tight.
Yeah.
Or I get an asthma attack. You know, that's exercise-induced asthma. However, it's actually the other way around, that when your asthma is poorly controlled, you're more at risk of getting an attack if you go to gym.
Okay.
So the whole idea is that exercise is very good for asthma.
All right.
Especially swimming. So we want our asthma patients to exercise. We want them to stay fit, and therefore we tailor-make the medication to the degree that they are able to exercise.
Okay.
So exercise is very, very important as part of the management and control of asthma.
But then what about people who are dealing with depression, stress? You find that maybe you are depressed or you are dealing with stress, and at the same time you are dealing with asthma.
So it's a very, very tricky situation. You know, when you're stressed, you can get these panic attacks. And suddenly you start hyperventilating and chest pulls tight and you're almost fainting. And sometimes it's difficult to tell, is this a stress attack or panic attack? Is it an asthma attack, you know? And the other issue is when you are stressed out and you're depressed, you're not very good with your medication. You're not in the mood for anything. So your medication, you're not interested in taking good care of yourself. So in that sense, they can be related. But and so it's very, very important that if one is going through stress, to manage it properly. If you feel that you are going through a depressed episode, please do not stop taking your medication. You know, it's absolutely vital. And rather get help for the mood disorder and get things back on track as soon as possible.
And for those who just enjoy their sleep and taking naps, is it good for someone who's asthmatic? Do you need much rest if you're asthmatic? Do you recommend too much sleep to rest, or how can one try and balance things?
So it's a very interesting point on a few levels. One is that, you know, asthma can interfere with your sleep. One of the hallmarks of asthma is this night cough. And if you have a child who battles with asthma, you find 2-3 o'clock in the morning they start coughing. And then they vomit, and then they mess the bedding and all that. So you have a disturbance of sleep. And also if you do have asthma and you're not managing it, you're going to have poor sleep. So sleep hygiene is very, very critical. And this doesn't only apply to asthma. It's for everything, you know. You need to have good sleep habits, which means getting into bed without the TV, without the cell phone, without a book. Make sure the bedroom is dark and quiet. Get into bed at the same time every night. Get up at the same time every morning. And make sure that you are taking your medication. And by being good with your medication, you get a good night's sleep.
Yeah. Now, the interesting one, people who smoke, yet they are asthmatic. How can, I don't know, what advice would you give to someone? They know they are asthmatic, but yet they still smoke.
Yeah. So this is one of our biggest, you know, our consistent fights with our patients.
Yeah.
Number one, asthmatic or not, we strongly advise everyone not to smoke. More so when you have a condition like asthma, because it can precipitate more severe disease. It can precipitate asthma attacks. It's harmful to the lungs. Just think, for every cigarette that you smoke, you shorten your lifespan by up to 4 minutes.
Sure.
Now, imagine. On top of having an illness, that we said right at the beginning that can be fatal.
Mm-hmm.
Now you still want to smoke on top of that and really put an end to your life sooner than you should. You know, so it's very, very critical that asthmatics never, ever touch a cigarette. It can really make them make asthma much worse. And they can get an extra added condition called COPD or emphysema, which is damage to the lungs caused by smoking. And many, many asthmatics have combination of asthma and emphysema or COPD, and they have zero quality of life because it's such a severe impact on the lungs.
Now, lastly, Doc, if I'm trying to eat healthy, does diet have a way of improving my living with asthma? If I'm asthmatic and I eat healthy, fruits, veggies, drink water, do I stand a good chance of not getting attacks?
Yeah, so again, it's one of those broad questions where diet is very, very important for everything, not just for asthma, for diabetes, hypertension. So for a normal, good, healthy lifestyle, it's very important. Diet is also absolutely important because if you are obese and asthmatic, you're in trouble.
Sure.
You can't exercise. It makes your lungs worse.
Mm.
You can't expand the lungs nicely. And then also on the other level, diet or certain foods can precipitate asthma attacks.
Mm.
So you need to know what your allergies are. You need to know which foods to avoid.
Mm.
And a good, healthy diet, as you mentioned, 5 portions of fruit and veggies every day, getting rid of the processed foods, good portion of protein, and 30 minutes of exercise per day is absolutely vital in the management of your, as part of the management of your asthma.
Sure. Well, this was really informative. Thank you so much, Dr. McKay. If one, the Radio Pulpit listeners would like to keep in touch with you, get more information, do you have a website, email address, contact details? Where can they get you?
Yes, the website, I'm available on all the media platforms,
okay.
Dr. Marlon McKay. But I think the most important message, if I may, just to leave with our listeners, is that if you are asthmatic and you need more information, and especially if you think that you may be using your one pump too much, you're scared of addiction, please go to a page called Yes to Breathe.
Yes Why to yes? Breathe.
Two with the digit two, and Breathe, B-R-E-A-T-H-E.
Okay.
It's available on Facebook, Instagram, and online.
Mm-hmm.
Yes to Breathe.
Mm-hmm.
There's a simple questionnaire that you can rate your asthma, and you can see if you are heading for trouble in terms of your asthma management.
Okay.
So please let's empower ourselves and make sure that we are managing our asthma in the right way.
Okay, thank you so much, Dr. Melon McKay. This was really informative. So family, he says if you want to know more, you can visit on social media platforms, Yes to Breathe, or you can also get him on all social media platforms, Dr. Melon McKay. Thank you so much, Doc. I'm hoping next time we'll have another session. This was beautiful.
Thank you very much for having me, and I'd love that again.
Have a beautiful
Bye-bye.
Weekend. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
That was the doctor speaking on the importance of understanding asthma. Visit Yes to Breathe. He said it's visible on social media platforms, or just go to Google and say yes. Yes as in Y-E-S and number 2, Yes to Breathe, but 2 with the number 2. Yes to Breathe, or also follow him on social media platforms, Dr. M-A-R-L-N. M-A-R-L-I-N. The surname is McKay, M-C-K-A-Y. Here is King D Music featuring Gabriella with the remake of Child of Heaven. You're still on Spectrum.
Did you know you can order your favorite Radio Pulpit programs on CD so that you can listen to them whenever you like? Contact our friendly client services department now to place your order. You will find them on 012-334-1200. 657 AM, your daily companion.
You are with Radio Pulpit AM 657, your daily companion. My name is Ephraim. Would you like to know how you can reach more audience through various advertising platforms? Contact me on ephraim@radiopulpit.co.za for more information on our tailor-made, budget-fitting options. Wishing you a successful and blessed year further.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.